All right. Man, good morning, everybody. Everybody good? Good, good. Hope you're good and full. Man, thank you for being here. I just want to open us in a word of prayer. We're going to get in the word together this morning, okay? Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Father, what a beautiful day it is. And Father, we just pray that now in this time that we come together, we open your word together. Father, that you would speak to hearts. Father, I pray this. As I was looking over the word this morning, I just prayed, Father, there in my quiet time, I prayed this, and I want to pray it out loud for folks to hear. I just pray that if there's one here that doesn't understand how much you love them, Father, today would be that day. I pray that you'd remind me, because God, I oftentimes forget. I feel like I have to perform or have to do certain things to make you love me more, and that's just not true. That's the enemy. Father, your word tells us today how much you love us, how much you would seek after us, those that would be lost or maybe those that have gone astray. And so, Father, just continue to speak that message to my heart. And, Father, speak it to all our hearts this morning. We pray and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. This morning it's going to be a little bit kind of a review in Scripture, because honestly, what we're setting up for next week is just one of my all-time favorite stories in the Bible. And so I was looking over things a little bit yesterday and today, and I just honestly wanted to kind of just recap a few things over the last few weeks, because I think it all ties into where we're going. It's very important we do that when you're reading Scripture, not to just sometimes take a passage, just one out of the air, kind of understand what's going on in the whole thing. If you remember, Jesus was at a party. Jesus was at this place, and all these people that had been invited and all these things. And as he's doing this, if you remember a few weeks back, we talked about and how he turned that in to this idea of this great invitation, right? This great banquet that was going to happen. He talked about, inviting everybody, going out into the highways and the hedges and all these. And Jesse talked about, I believe it was him, that talked about taking the low seat at the table. In other words, always looking as an opportunity to serve and to take the lower seat at the table. And he said, go out and invite the lost, the lame, the crippled. And we all said, man, that's us. That's me. And he reached out for me. He invited me to have a seat at the table. I just want to remind you, based off that week right here, that there's always room at the table, amen, for everybody. Everybody that you come in contact with, it doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter what they've done, what they're doing, or what they will do, there's room at the table to come and to sit and to have supper with our Lord. And so he says that. He said it in Luke chapter 14. He said, go out in the highways and hedges and compel people to come in that my house may be filled. You know how you compel somebody to be involved in something like this? You tell them what the Lord has done for you. And let me compel you. Let me tell you how good he's been to me. If you don't have that story, what a wonderful day to start that story today. Amen. Start that relationship with him. Understand that he loves you and that he cares for you and that he wants you to sit at this table. And so in this, now Jesus, I want you just to picture the scene. I'm setting up for next week on a lot of this, but I want you just to picture what happened. Jesus is at this party, if you will. And he's invited these people and all of these things. He's casting out this invitation for all to come and sit at his table. And then as they're all peering in and saying, wait a minute, there's room for me at the table. This man, Jesus, who heals people, who raises people from the dead, who feeds the thousands, who does all these things. And I can sit at his table. And Jesus says this, as the great crowds accompanied and they came into him. He said, if anyone comes to me and doesn't hate his own father and mother and his wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Who does not ever bear his own cross and come after me cannot be his disciple. So all these people just kind of coming in close and listening to this man Jesus, who taught like no others had taught. And he says these words, if you don't pick up your own cross, if you don't bear your own cross, you can't be my disciples. So everybody in that crowd would have said, man, I understand what he's talking about there. The cross isn't just a tattoo. The cross isn't just some jewelry. The cross is an instrument of death. So Jesus is saying, in other words, you're invited to the table, but there's cost in this. There's cost to sit at my table. Now, he paid the greatest cost. He paid the greatest price. But he's saying this, that unless we too die to ourselves and say, I'm not just coming for the meal. I'm coming so that I can be, you can be my Lord and you can be my Savior. Right? I'm coming to sit at the table. I'm your disciple. Amen. He's saying count the cost in that. It's not just something easy. And he's continued on. He's got everybody there and obviously has their attention. He says this, "So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciples." In other words, he's saying, I got to be number one, right? I'm living this life, the perfect life, and I'm going to die for you so that I can be number one. Now, here's what that doesn't mean. I don't want you to hear this morning. I don't want you to hear that that means you have to be perfect, because I'm not perfect. And you're not perfect. That's what Jesus lived a perfect life for. To live a life that you and I could not live and die a death that we couldn't pay the price for. Right? He did that for us. But he's saying in that, man, I want to be number one in your life in all things that filters through. In your family, in your friends, in this church. He wants you to be number one in his life. And so as he does all this, you can imagine if you just picture all these people sitting around and those invited to the dinner and those maybe on the outskirts and those hearing. And then he even goes into a thing where he talks about the salt. If the salt loses its saltiness, what good is it for? Jesus is talking all these kind of crazy stories really at dinner. He's captivated the audience, if you will. They're all sitting and they're listening and they're soaking in all of these things that Jesus would say. And then he goes into what Jack talked about last week, this parable of the lost sheep. And all of these things, he says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, doesn't leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? Jack did a great job teaching on this, understanding this, that the one is important, right? That if there's someone here that is lost this morning, that he wants to find you. He's the great shepherd and he wants to find you. And so in all these things, Jesus is still at this same dinner. He's still talking to all these people. And he continues on in a story much like the one Jack talked about last week. But here's what it says in God's Word today. In chapter 15 of Luke, starting at verse 8, he continues on after telling them about the sheep, and he says this, "Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.'" Man, this is a story that Jesus has got everyone's attention. He's told them about all these things, the cost of being his disciple and all of these great things about the salt and losing its saltiness and all of these things. This is drive-by sermons out here today. How y'all doing out there? All right. All of these things. And then he says this. He goes into idea about the sheep. And he says, if there's one sheep that goes off, listen, that sheep's important and he wants to find him. And then he paints the picture again. And then we'll continue next week with one of my favorite stories of the prodigal son. I want you to pray in advance for next week, because I believe God has a special word for all of us next week. But he continues on in the lost coin. And he says this. And say there's a woman that has 10 coins and she loses one of them. Man says she lights up the house, she sweeps under the couch, she checks the cushions. She's like, I've got to find this coin. And when she finds it, you can almost picture in the story her grabbing the coin and saying, man, here it is. I found it. I found my coin. And it says that she didn't just stop there. She called everybody she knew and she says, that coin that I'd lost, I found it. I'm rejoicing. It's not just, oh, I found my coin, by the way. Joe, oh, by the way, I found my coin. Jesse, oh, by the way, I found my... No, it's this, hey, hallelujah, I found it. It was lost, but now it's found. And listen to what Jesus says, setting up into the prodigal son for next week. And he says this, just so, Jesus talking to the crowd, he says, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. One sinner. I want to ask you a question this morning. Very important. I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there a sinner here this morning? Yeah. Amen. Right? Me. Amen. I'm a sinner. I want you to understand this. I am not perfect. I will sin and I will let you down. But there is a God in heaven that cared enough about me and cares enough about you that he sent his son to die for them. Amen. I want to tell you, that's a beautiful thing. And it says that when that one person comes and understands that story for the first time, it says heaven rejoices, just like a shepherd finding a lost sheep or just like a woman finding a lost coin. It says, calls everybody to know, has a party in heaven and says, listen, my son who was lost, my daughter who was lost is now found. Amen. I want you to know this. I believe this with the authority of Scripture. So I want everybody to look at me this morning. This is not just a book. I believe it's God-breathed, authoritative word of Scripture. And here's what I believe on the authority of Scripture this morning. No matter what you have done, No matter what you are doing, no matter what you will do, God created you for relationship with Him. He created you as His masterpiece. He looked back when you were born and said, man, that is very good. Amen. Now here's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to say, that may be good for him, but that's not what he means about you. Now listen to me. I want the voice of the Holy Spirit to speak louder than the enemy this morning. He made you as His masterpiece with the ability to be His son or His daughter. There is this great love story in this book. You may not view it that way, but there is this God in heaven who is basically right here. I just want to break it down kind of a little Barry White style this morning. Anybody ever been in love like that? Ooey gooey, man, I love that person. Anybody ever been there? I want you to know there is a God in heaven, not to make it creepy, but it's turning on the Barry White and saying, listen, I am wooing you. I am coming after you. I am trying to let you understand. I'm trying to speak to the heart of you and whisper tenderly and let you know that I love you. I'm absolutely insane about you. I'm crazy about you. I created you so that you could come to a point and understand and love me like I love you. He loves you. Amen. This morning, I just want to leave it simply at this morning, that there is a God in heaven right now that when He thinks about you, is not mad. He's not on His throne pissed off at you because you did something wrong, maybe even today, maybe even right now. That's not my God. There is a God in heaven when He thinks about you, listen to this. He says, that person right there is the apple of my eye. That person right there is the one that, just like a good dad on earth, has the pictures that his kid has drawn on the refrigerator that maybe don't even look all that good, but he's still proud of them, right? I remember that, man. My kids used to go to daycare, and God help them, neither one of them was good drawers back then. And they would have something colored, and man, it would be all out of the lines and stuff, but you know where me and Mom put it? On the fridge. That's my son. That's my daughter. That's the same thing with him. The mess that we color, the mess that we live out every day, he still looks back at us and saying, man, I just wish he'd understand. I wish she'd understand how much I absolutely adore them, how I love them, and how they've got the front space on the refrigerator. That's how God thinks about you this morning. I just want to challenge you with a couple things this morning. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me this morning? If you could resonate with a story and say, man, I'm the lost sheep. I'm the lost coin. I just want you to know he's searching for you. He's coming looking for you. And you don't have to worry about, man, I got to run and chase him. I really got to go after him or any of those kind of things. He's right there. He's waiting with open arms and saying, man, would you come on home? I want to find you. But man, sometimes we fight that, don't we? Sometimes we fight that. If you're here this morning, you could say, man, I'm lost. I don't know the love that you're talking about with Jesus. Would you just maybe simply humbly pray something like this? God, show me that love today. I'd love to talk with you more about it. If that's you and you want to talk and you say, I'm lost, man, let's let Him find you today. Let's let Him say, here I am. Would you come and find me, Lord? He wants to do that. If maybe you've already met Him and you know Him and you kind of strayed away and just life isn't making sense right now, He'll rejoice just as much if you come back and just sit in His lap, sit back against Him and say, Father, man, I'm back. You know what He's going to say? It's not going to be shame. It's not going to be He's mad at you. It's going to be my son, my daughter. I'm so glad you're back. I've missed you. I love you. Never went anywhere, but man, you left me. Just a picture, an embrace, a hug. That's what He wants this morning. I want you to pray towards next week too, because I believe God has more to say on this subject. I just felt really, really comfortable to save that for next week and say, God, would you just continue to use these stories? The idea of a lost sheep, the idea of a lost coin. Next week, the idea of a lost son. You pray with me this morning. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. It's my prayer here, Father, and I believe your desire. And if someone here doesn't know you, today would be the day heaven rejoices and says, man, they were lost, but now they're found. And so we pray that. I pray bind the enemy. Any words that he's whispered, ideas that others have put in our mind about that we're not good enough, or we don't belong, Father, there's always room at the table when it comes to you. And so, Father, we thank you for that. I pray that if there's someone here today in the sound of my voice that is lost, today they would be found. Father, for those of us that maybe we aren't lost, we know you in an eternal sense. We have a relationship with you. But, Father, if we've walked away, if we're straying, it's not that you're mad at us, But Father, we're just missing that relationship with you. Would you just help us to come back? I believe heaven would rejoice over that as well. Bless these folks. I love them. I thank you for them. They're teaching me so much every day about myself as well. They teach me, I know, far more than I ever teach them. I thank you for the times that we've had today together just in fellowship. Some of us praying together. Father, some of us just talking. All of these things, gifts from you today, and we thank you for that. Father, if there's one here that's lost, find them today. Father, let them know how much you love them, how much we love them. I thank you for it. I pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys, we're going to...